Bonjour à tous, bienvenue sur Direct en Jeu. Nous sommes toujours en Irlande, nous avons bougé depuis hier. Et alors, la journée numéro 2 fut riche et intense. Ce matin, jour numéro 3, nous allons effectivement nous entretenir avec Julia du Quay's House. Hello Julia.
Hello, good morning.
How do you say Quay? Key.
We say key. We say the Quay House.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so Quay in French, it means quay. Le quai, donc le quai à côté donc de, voilà, de l'eau.
Oui, yes.
Ah, so you speak a little bit French.
I understood that a little bit.
Okay, yes. So Julia, where are we here? In Clifton.
In Clifton, which is known as the capital of Connemara,
okay.
Which is this region in County Galway, on the west coast of Ireland.
Okay, so everybody abroad knows Connemara as a name,
yes.
But nobody knows exactly what it is. So how can you describe Connemara, your region?
Gosh, this region is so beautiful. We have mountains, we have beautiful beaches, we have wonderful walks, we have very good golf course, and so hiking and bicycling is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Good swimming.
Okay.
It's just very, very, very beautiful.
It seems. It's what we saw.
Yes, good.
And here, Clifton, so it's a little town, or it's like a...
It has a population of about 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, during the winter, it's quite quiet.
Okay.
But it's very, very popular in mm-hmm. the summertime with
okay.
tourists. So it's a popular tourist place.
And yes. So when the tourists stay here in the town, what do they do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, either, as I said, there's good hiking,
mm-hmm.
walking, cycling.
Okay, so
golfing.
This is what we did, cycling.
So,
yeah,
yes,
yesterday.
We did that mm-hmm. yesterday. Then we have attractions like Kylemore Abbey,
mm-hmm.
and which is very beautiful with the restored Victorian
uh-huh.
garden. And
so we saw it also, and it's yeah amazing.
Yes, I don't know if you went to Roundstone, which
no.
is a little fishing village,
no,
about half an hour from Clifton,
mm-hmm.
and that's also very pretty, and during the summer is very popular. So
yeah, many things.
Many things, many things.
And
yes.
what do you do, you yourself? What are your hobbies when you do not work?
Oh, when I don't work, well, we love to travel because
mm-hmm.
we close here in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So we love to travel and we like to go and find warmth, you know, sunshine.
Okay.
But I actually make mirrors. I make mirrors from old pottery.
Okay.
When we first moved here, we were excavating the ground for the garden and it came about that we had lots of old pottery in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is interesting, so I started collecting it. And then I got the idea of making mirror frames.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that ever since. I've many,
wow.
hundreds of them.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
I will show you.
Yeah.
I will show you later.
Absolutely, because there are some here, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, the decoration here is beautiful in your hotel.
Thank you.
Very different, well, from each, d'une chambre à l'autre in French we say, so each room is different.
Yes. Some have themes,
mm-hmm.
like we have the Napoleon room,
mm-hmm.
we have the mirror room, which has an enormous mirror behind the bed,
mm-hmm.
and we have the African room.
Mm-hmm.
We have another room which is full of little stuffed parrots. I mean, just not real ones,
yeah.
which is quite fun. And then the other ones are just calm,
mm-hmm.
but different.
Some are more classic.
Yes, more classic.
Mm-hmm.
We have another room which is called the bamboo room, which is a little bit more funky. Yeah, so every room, as you say, is completely different from another room.
And so this love for decoration,
yes.
you have it for a long time?
Yes, we both have.
Okay.
I used to have a little antique shop in the village. And so that put us in the way of going to sales and auctions and that sort of thing. But we've both separately grown up with antiques.
Okay.
And so we just both love them.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very, very beautiful. For how long do you have here as a place?
We bought the house 32 years ago.
Okay.
And so this is coming towards the end of our 31st season,
mm-hmm.
which is, I don't know where the time has gone to, but yes.
Yeah.
So we brought up our four children here.
Uh-huh.
And our young...
So you live here also?
We also live here.
Oh.
And our youngest son has now come into the business with us.
Yeah, Toby. I met him.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Very nice, very nice. And so you told me before you had also a restaurant here.
We did.
So that's why your kitchen is quite
big. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
And your breakfast is wonderful.
Thank you.
I have to say it. Your bread is amazing.
Thank you.
And because in France, well, as you know, we like baguette, for example.
Yes, yes.
And it's more bread without, how do you say, the graines, without...
Yes, with that wholemeal. Yes, without...
Yeah, it's like white bread more.
Yes,
more.
It's like, yes.
But more and more French people appreciate also with...
stronger flour. Yes, whole grain. I mean,
whole grain.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because our bread is a yeast bread, rather than soda bread,
mm-hmm.
which is also very popular in Ireland.
Mm.
But ours is made, the molasses or mm-hmm. treacle is
okay.
the proving agent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
it's very good for you.
Absolutely.
Full of fiber.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. Well, what else? What would you like to tell us?
What can I tell you?
Do you know French people? Have you been in France?
Yes. And mm-hmm. We have a lot of French people mm-hmm. who come here and a lot of repeat business, which mm-hmm. is very good. I think Connemara is very popular with French people.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I think in some ways it's similar to Brittany, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Is there something? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it depends where in Brittany.
Yes. Well, yes.
But some places, yeah. It remembers a little bit. Yeah. And yeah, for French people, it's not too far away to come.
Exactly.
But it's, as we say, des paysans. I don't know how to say it in English. Des paysans, it changes you, you know.
Yes.
It's different.
It's
and so you have to raise the impression to travel not really far away, but
exactly.
In a certain way, yes.
Yes, and as long as you don't mind the weather,
mm-hmm.
because, which I think I still find that some people, some French people are sort of saying, we don't
more,
like this
more
weather.
French people like it.
Because it's getting much hotter in France.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so more and more, for example, Brittany now is very popular.
Yes.
And before it was Côte d'Azur, for example.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
So things change.
Now it's too hot.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
change, yes. So, yes, especially in August,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of French people. We have a couple of very good agents in
mm-hmm.
Paris who send mm. us a lot of business.
Okay.
And, yes, we always like to see the French coming.
Hmm,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have lots of, you know, we have lots of Americans, Germans,
uh-huh.
British, Irish.
Okay.
Yeah, a good
great,
selection
great.
Of different tourists, yes.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much, Jean.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it
thank
was
you.
A great time here, and
good.
I hope to come back once.
I hope so. You shall have to come on holiday.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
À bientôt, merci.